Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @emmyglenz_author.
@emmyglenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, hello.
I hope you guys are all having a good Friday. I know that I have been having a super good week, and we are here to talk to you about why.
Yes, I'm so excited to be able to dive into this with you because this is a very exciting week, a very big week for you. Your debut novel is available.
It's available.
People can read it. They can go on literally any place you can think of to buy a book. Type in Take My Sunshine by M.E. Glenz, G-L-I-N-Z. Bam, you should see it. It's a lovely blue cover with a camera and these like stars all over it, and it's just beautiful cover. And then you press add to cart, you scroll over, you go I want to buy it, then you buy it, and then you read it, and then you're in love with it.
Yes, and then you review it, so I know how much you love it.
And then you review it. Yes, that's super important, especially with some of these debut novels that are coming out. Make sure you review on the website that you bought it or any other place that you like to post about your books, because the more traffic that the book gets, the more that people will see it, and the more other people can read this amazing story.
Yes. Well, thank you for that wonderful advertisement, Haley.
Yes.
But yes, my debut novel came out this Tuesday, January 9th, and it was very exciting. I really didn't have anything really crazy planned, but I had a couple people wish me happy release day. I got dinner with a friend that night. It just coincided on that day. It wasn't for that purpose. And she, like, the first thing she said to me was happy release date, and she paid for dinner, which was so sweet. So that was really nice. And I've gotten so many orders. It has been made my heart so happy, because if people order directly from my website, which you can do as well, meglinzauthor.com, I get to see everybody that orders it. So it's been super sweet. Like, I'll see like a friend order it, and then I'll text them like, hey, thanks for ordering
my book.
Just saw
your order.
Just saw it. I'll get like a pop up in my email like, nice, you just got an order. And I'm like, ooh. So it's very exciting. I've even had, I know of a couple of people who got it on Kindle, because the print takes a little bit longer to get to people after they order it. But with Kindle, you can like automatically download it. And so I also know a couple of people who have like automatically downloaded to Kindle. One of my friends has it. One of my former coworkers is currently reading it. And then a family friend downloaded it for her 5-hour flight and finished the whole thing on that flight and told me she loved it. So it's just been, it's been a very special, great week.
Yes, it's so awesome. And I would say too that like, I'm not like a big Kindle lover, but I love that it is so automatic. So I think that's really cool. But also, you just posted on Thursday on your author Instagram about something a little special for those people that wait
for
the hardcover copy. So can you maybe allude to that a little bit more?
Yes. For the first 50 people who order off of my website, they're also going to receive a Take My Sunshine bookmark that I handmade with my own hands. So it says Take My Sunshine one side, and then it says like the tagline, you never know, what is it? You never know what you have until it's gone, on the other side, and a little like string on top like a bookmark does. So it's very exciting. I like
And
what,
aren't they all signed as well?
A lot
or some of them are.
the signed copies are, it's frustrating because I kind of don't want to do them anymore just because it does take a little bit longer for people to get to them, because I have to order them to me first sign and them then and send then it send out. Them out.
I hear you.
But until the 50 with every book that has a bookmark, it'll also be a signed copy because that's I want to send those thinking. Bookmarks out. So yes, those first 50 will also end up being signed as well.
So you get, it's like two for one.
It's a twofer. It is a love two it. For one. So it's very exciting. I'm having the grandest time doing all this, and it's just been very fun. And I've had many family members reach out and order books, friends, people like my mom, our mom keeps like telling people like, hey, you should order my daughter's book. And like literally she did it at like a work event the other night. And then I got an order from someone whose name I didn't recognize. And I asked my mom, I was like, hey, do you know this person? She's like, oh yeah, I just told him to order your book at my work event, which very is cool. Super funny. So it's just been great. And then I've also had people purchase just via externally, like through Kindle or through like Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million. It's even available at some of like our very favorite small bookstores that we've always loved. So I've been able to go on their websites too, and see it.
I was going to ask you, is it easier for people to order it through the websites, or are there any copies in person at any location? Like if they wanted to go to Barnes & Noble or something like that, would it be easier to do it online, or is there any that would be on a shelf anywhere?
So currently there wouldn't be any that are on a shelf anywhere, because being a small independent author, it's really hard to get your book on a shelf. However, if you desperately would love to have it in your favorite local bookstore, whether it be a Barnes & Noble or independent bookstore, you can always reach out to what's called their bookseller. That's in charge of kind of stocking the store. And you can always ask the bookseller if they could order a couple copies to hang out in the bookstore. I would love that if y'all want to do that. And then it would be very cool because then you can go buy it in person. But currently to get it, if you want to get the book quickest and you don't mind ebook, downloading on Kindle is going to be the fastest for you. It's available ASAP. If you want to get the book hardcover, a little bit faster, trying to talk with like a local bookstore to get it stocked, or ordering it directly off of an online bookseller website will be the fastest. However, that is the version that I get the least amount of revenue from. Kindle's kind of middle ground. But if you want to support me the most, you can order directly from my website, but it will be a delay as those first 50 books are sent out with those bookmarks and the signed copies.
But it's worth it.
But it's worth it.
You get the twofer, and for two, it helps benefit you more than just going to Amazon or whatever.
Yes, that is true. And then after those first 50 books are sold, anything that comes directly from my website will just get sent directly to the individual. So that will be about
it
just
won't take as long.
No, yeah. It'll be just about as fast as ordering off of Barnes & Noble. So yeah.
So many options, so many ways to get their hands on this amazing read. I was very fortunate to read it beforehand, which yeah, sure. I think makes sense. Just because I've had many a questions with you of you sending me ideas of like, what's the cover look like? And what's this? And, you know, I've just been kind of with you through the whole process. So it was really nice. Like we talked about, I think around our Christmas break time, that it was super nice of Mad to be able to let me borrow her first hard copy that mm-hmm. she got from her publisher, because she changed it. So she got one that she didn't like that much, and then she changed it to the one that you guys would all be mm-hmm. getting. So I got to read the official first, but not the official with the format she's liking.
No,
but
you had the official with the right format.
I did.
You did.
Oh, I thought I had the old one. I was like, oh, she doesn't. That's totally fine. I don't care.
No, I gave you the proper format because awesome. I'm nice.
Well, it was great. And I like being able to not have the screen element. Mm-hmm. So I was able to read it so much faster than when I would sit down and try to read the download that I got. Like as for your ARC readings, mm-hmm. Just to be able to have that. So I was so lucky to be able to still post that review early, but still get a hard copy, but now everyone can get a hard copy. So it doesn't matter whether you like a digital or a hard copy, it's available.
Yeah, both.
Go ahead.
No, I was just, you can both.
Yep. So I was going to say, I just wanted to do a little bit of review from my perspective. And then if there's anything that you want to add or any insights that you want to give, because you've already been doing some of that stuff with your Instagram account, with all the different characters and the different journeys that they go through or their aesthetics, you know, and things like that. But if I can totally share some of the things that I put on my review on my website, and then if you have anything that you want readers to hear before they dive in, or maybe even like after they've dove in, you know, because if they've already got it, they've already read it, they can still listen to this episode and, you know, take away from it. But first off, let me just tell you how much I loved it.
Oh, good.
You already know this. I've told you about it before, but I have read this book for years and years. And this version of it, I think, made a lot of sense. I think there was, and we talked about this too, there was like one or two elements that I was like, ooh, like we could still keep tweaking. But if you constantly are still tweaking, then you can't, like, you're never going to be satisfied ever.
It's very true.
So it's like, I really think that what you have presented and you feel fairly confident about is like probably the best story that you could have gotten out of these characters and out of the storyline and the way that you went about it. And I know so many people have enjoyed it. I feel like the book itself covers so many different things. In my review, I say, you know, it's like first loves, different mistakes, regrets, traveling, redemption, like coming of age. It's like all these things that like you experience because the main character, there's two main characters essentially, two like main protagonists, and they both are young men that are at college, at the same college, at different times obviously of their lives. One is now a professor and one is a student, but you get to see the professor as a college student, and so you're getting these dual timelines of like these two men who are going through college, who are dealing with, you know, relationship issues and like bad life choices, and then like struggles that they're having with family or things like that. And just as they are growing and developing, you're also seeing how all these other people come into their lives and affect them in positive ways and how it helps them grow, hence the coming of age story as well. There's just this beautiful growth from it from start to finish. And it, like, I remember after I finished it, you were literally at my house.
And that's true.
I like walked downstairs and I was like, I did it. And I just like was thinking to myself, like, I am still in that world in my brain, and now I'm back in the real world, and here's my sister, and she made that world. Like, that's so cool. And so I was like, I need to come back to this reality, because I was so focused on just what you had created. Like, you invest so much. And I would say, like, the way that it's laid out and the build up and the complexity of the characters, like, it starts off pretty, I would say, simplistic. And as time goes on with the characters and how they get to know each other and you get to know the characters more and more, there's more complexity there and you understand them at a deeper level. And it gets to this point where there's a lot that's happening and you just feel it emotionally. Like, there's just this, like, it starts off, like I said, it's kind of like straightforward. And then it's like, you're on this beautiful path and it's like sunshine and meadows. And then your path takes you into like the woods and it's a little darker and scary. And you're like, ugh, 'cause there's more complexity. There's more to it, you know, like, it's just like, you're still on that same journey, but as you grow, there's more that comes, you know? And, you do such a good job of crafting the story that you're along for the journey and it all makes sense. Like, you're like, okay, I can see where they're coming from and I can see why there's turmoil here and I can see why this is resonating with our, like, one of our students, and when he hears the story and like you can see where there's connections. It's just like from beginning to end has such a beautiful growth and climax, you know, because I feel like some books get stuck in the sunshine meadow. And there's like, it's happy the whole time and it's easy and straightforward the whole time, where you took that and you added more complexity and emotion to it. Hence, I mean, like, we know you love emotions.
I do love emotions. We know
you love to feel things. You want people to like grapple with sadness and you're just like, I need, you know, to have people touch in, you know, have people touch, get in touch with their emotional side. And you definitely do that in this book for sure. That's why I had to give it 5 stars, honestly. I really think it's obviously deserving of it. And
even if it wasn't written by your sister?
I even said that in my review.
Oh, okay.
Because she deserves it, not because she's just my sister. So, yeah, it's, and I think I said this in both my reviews, but it is a hauntingly beautiful story where it's going to sit with you, but it's not going to make you like reflect in a bad way. It's like, I'm really glad I read that. I'm really glad I got a chance to experience those characters, versus like, oh, that was like a mess, or ooh, that was scary, or oh, that was fluff. Like, it's like, no, like it was a beautiful story that's realistic, that will haunt you because of the impact that it's kind of like you're also another protagonist. Like, you're hearing the story just like Devin is hearing the story, you know?
Kind of, it really
so
is.
So like he's, so it's kind of like Ben, the professor, Ben Hassan, the professor who's telling his life story to Devin, who's the other college student, like you are also learning the lesson that Ben learned. It's like you both are sitting in on this story time, which is super cool.
I love that. So honored by your review, not just your written one, but also this verbal one that I know that is inspired by your written review, but also just comes straight from the heart.
Yeah.
It's just very sweet. I definitely feel like my writing style is, except for the most recent book I'm working on, to be honest. My writing style, I feel like, is very much like this realistic fiction where like any person could pick it up and you're going to find something in it that you relate to, and you could see this happening in real life.
Yes.
That's always been my goal. And it makes, and I want people to be reflective. I want you to take something away from reading the book, because in my mind, people read books for different reasons. People read books for informational reasons. People read books to be entertained. But I've always taken writing to be, what is the message in the story and the thing that I want people to take away from reading this book? Why, like the idea of like, why does this story have to be told, and why am I the one that has to tell it? Why do people need to read about this?
What do people need to take from it? What would you say your answer is to that then?
I would say, because every single person has such a unique perspective. And I think that my perspective on life, where I think very much about the past. And I see myself not in one of the other main characters, who's the female main character, Allie, but I see a lot of myself in the main character of Ben. And I think because I have spent my whole life very much like looking back and very nostalgic and thinking about how everything in my life in the past has brought me to this point, I feel like it provides me with a very unique voice to be able to tell a story that's not about me. Because I didn't want it to be like, oh, the story
this is my like memoir, yeah, like my biography.
Yeah, secretly. Like I didn't want it to be very obvious that it was inspired by my life, because there's I don't think very much anything at all in this book that is inspired by my life at all. There are some things that happen, like one of the characters goes on an international trip to a place that I have gone because I have intimate knowledge of that location because I've been there. But it's not for the same reasons as he goes, and the things that the characters learn are things I've learned in my life, but not in the same way. But I think that my ability
like the
to
lesson is still there.
Yeah, the lesson is still there. But I think that I'm a very empathetic person. I'm a person who feels a lot. And I'm also very creative and find ways to, I've just always been very imaginative. So to create a story that's not necessarily just like, this is based off my life, but instead is based off of, this could be anybody's life. Plus with my imaginative and empathetic ways of writing, I think can create a very wonderful novel that is enjoyable for all people. And honestly, when you were talking about like, it doesn't leave you like happy, but sad, but like a mix of all things, it makes me think so much about one of my favorite movies of all time, which, you know, is About Time, which I think leaves you feeling similar. I think,
yeah, it is similar.
Yeah, I think
you're glad. It's like a hauntingly beautiful story. Like with About Time, it's like, hey, don't take life for granted. Mm-hmm. You know, live each day purposefully and presently,
mm-hmm.
but also like that doesn't prevent bad things from happening.
Yes.
You know? So it is a mixture of that for sure. I definitely get that same feeling.
Yeah. So like if my books can make anyone feel the way that movie makes me feel, then I've succeeded.
Well, I think you have for sure. I do.
Thank you. I just thumbs up to the fourth wall camera that doesn't exist here. Yay. Yes, so for sure. Yeah, I'm just so excited to start seeing what people say. And honestly, being a debut author now makes me realize more and more how much I wish that I wrote reviews for books way more than I do. Because you review every book that you read typically on Brook and Binding. And typically I just will like write a one line thing on my Instagram and put a rating on Goodreads. But now that I started using Fable, which everyone should join, it's great. Fable, when you rate a book, it also, like, if it's a new book that you just started reading, if you rate it, it also then prompts you to write a review right afterwards before you like get out of the page of reviewing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, which is super cool. So I've been just doing that with each book that I've been reading and logging on Fable. And I honestly am like, man, as someone who like is excited to see how people think about what people think about my book, if someone told me like, yeah, 5-star read, I'd be like, but well, why?
What about it?
Yeah. And so now I'm like, man, I really like am reflecting a lot more about, I wish I wrote reviews more often because I don't know how many times those authors are scrolling through wanting to see what people think you about their could. Books.
It's a new year.
I know. I think I'm going to try and do that a lot more often. So,
yeah. And I bet too, it's probably helpful as the author as well to get feedback. I mean, you can't change the story because it's already out there, but mm-hmm. like to be able to hear what resonated with somebody or what didn't, or like, oh, you know, I didn't even realize maybe I, you know, had that plot hole or things like that.
Yeah.
Like, because you have so many more eyes on your story, they're going to give you things that you've not seen because maybe you've been blinded to it, or maybe you've just like skimmed over it, or you know, whatever, like, oh, that didn't really bother me that much, or that resonated with me, but oh, that resonated with you more, I'm surprised by that, you know. It mm-hmm. just gives you a better, I think, and maybe kind of scary lens to see how this like little baby of yours is going to be, you know, or is being received out in the world.
It is like, it's like taking your child to like a, it's like putting your child in a beauty pageant, which is kind of weird, to be honest. Don't do that to kids. But then it's like, here's my baby. Here's this thing that I have cultivated for years and years of my life. And now people are going to give their objective opinions on it. Mm-hmm. It's scary, but exciting.
It's like taking your kid to school.
Yeah, that's probably a better
A little less intimidating.
Yeah, a little less weird. it is. It's like taking your child to school and being like, here, what do you think?
My kid.
This is mine.
They better be a listener.
Except my kid's 10 and has never been to school. So it's like, I've cultivated this child for 10 years, which is very exciting. And I will say this, the characters still live in my brain. I know mm-hmm. things about them that I didn't write about. You know, there are scenes in my head that I don't know if I'll ever put pen to paper. So
but you
they,
know them.
I know them.
They're special to you.
They are very special to me. And I kind of sometimes want to hold on to those little things.
Yeah. That's only stuff you know.
Yeah. But I will not say never. Not that I would ever write a sequel to this book, because I don't think I have another plot point that could make sense. Mm-hmm. Because it would just be nothing. Not that I want to write like a surprise, but you don't want the whole plot to be given away. And I don't think that there's many other things that I could talk about.
I feel like the way that the book wraps up some of the questions,
yeah,
for the most part, I mean, Devin's story could be, you could probably
for sure.
expand
that's,
on
I was
Devin's
gonna say, it's probably
story,
the only thing, because Ben's but, story, you know how it concludes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a potential, but also to keep those to yourself isn't a bad thing either, or
for
even
sure.
do like a little snippet of maybe a scene that you
know
in your mind as like a little like, hey, here's a little taste, or here's a little something like extra, you
yeah,
know, or
like
whatever,
a bonus chapter one day, just special edition or something like that. I definitely think that's not out of the possibilities, but I definitely feel like being able to see my book in real life,
I always said that that was my goal, was to publish a book and hold. And I thought that I would be like satisfied after that. But I feel like now that I know how to do this all, I just want to keep doing
it. I mean, do it. I mean, there are so many times where authors just, you know, have so many stories and like they need to get out and they do, but it might take like, I mean, I'm trying to think about it. Like, oh, we were talking about with Emily Henry. Mm-hmm. Like she's had like quite a few books before like Book Lovers, not Book Lovers,
Beach Read
mm-hmm. took off. And I'm not saying that like this won't happen for you, but like I can see where authors get that hunger and it's like, well, even if only a couple people read it, I just still have this desire to get this out
there.
That's
how I feel.
And then who knows down the road, like whether it's this book or not, is going to take off. And then you could be like a Taylor Jenkins Reid where everyone's going back and mm-hmm. reading like all your old stuff. And it's like,
exactly.
I released that like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have no clue. So like, I think that's the beautiful thing about being a writer is that you just have that desire to write and you have this urge to write and tell these stories. And I would just say, keep doing it. Like, I mean, that's the best way you're going to get better at your craft and the better at where your voice is and who your voice is. And like, who knows what stories will come out of you the more you cultivate. Like, you probably would never have guessed. Like, I know at least one or two other books that you have kind of messed around with or started. Who would have guessed that, like, the book you're currently working on, you would actually be doing? Because Maddie 5 years ago would have been like, I'm never going to write a book like this. And now here you are, post your debut, writing a book about a topic that you are like, I don't ever want to write, or I never reading stuff like this or whatever. And here you are. You're like, I have to tell this story.
I know.
And it's because you've been cultivating this voice. It's really been cool in me.
Yeah. Speaking of that new work in progress, my new goal, which I probably won't be able to stick to, my new goal is I don't want to take 10 years to write another book.
No.
I'm going to try and write a chapter a week.
That's good.
Yeah. And then take a good chunk of time to edit things and stuff like that so that it won't be 10 years before I have another book on my repertoire. So we'll see.
Honestly, like I've heard when people are working on writing books, it's like some days you're not in the mood to do it and some days you are. But like if you sit down every day and do something, mm-hmm. the more you do it, the more proficient you're going to be. And you'll be able to start pumping them out faster and faster. Not because they're not good, but because you have cultivated that habit to give that time dedication. It's like you and I are doing that yoga challenge right now.
We are, yeah.
And so it's like, if you tell yourself like, I'm not in the mood to do this today, but I'm cultivating this habit, next thing you know, it's just going to be a part of what you do and you don't even think about it.
Exactly. I think
and
they
that's
say
the
it
thing
takes
with
like
writing
2 weeks or 16 days or something to really get into habit of doing something daily. So yeah, I think it can definitely be done again in me. I used to write all the time and just life and things like that have taken hold. But yeah, that's my goal. And you know, a couple days ago I wrote 2.5 pages and
good.
Then the next day I wrote 5.
Look at that.
I know. It's just
but
going.
You sat down and did it.
I did. And you know what, Haley, for this specific work in progress that you know of, you know how I've been like toying back and forth with you about how do I make this specific part of the world's history work.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it just came to me yesterday. Yay! Or the day before. I was just sitting there and I opened up a different document and I just started like writing things down and be like, I think this and then this and this and this. And then
you saw the dots connect.
I saw the dots connecting. Obviously if you suspend some belief because it's a little bit sci-fi, but
it's
I'm
like
not
sci-fi kind of, but more like futuristic like I guess it is kind of sci-fi.
It's
more like something scientific that has happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
That forms the world, but it's not necessarily like it's not like an Andy Weir book where it's like constant like sciencey. I don't say very sciencey things, but it's like a scientific thing has happened that changes the world.
I mean, it's kind of
which
like
is not
it's not dystopian, but it is kind of like that, like the Camp Zero book, you know, or Meet Me in Another Life, like things like that, where it's like something.
It's like not exactly
that
normal
sci-fi life. Slash like fantasy, like yeah, not just straight normal. Something
yes,
like
not straight normal,
natural, like supernatural is happening.
Yes,
whether it's you know,
yeah, but there's still like love in it because I can't write a book without it because I think love makes the world go round. But I was telling our mom about the plot last night and I was like, I kind of figured out how the whole history of this world works. And I was walking through everything and she was like, That could be a movie. Maddie, that could be a movie. I'm telling you right now, you could hear it in our mom's voice. I'm telling you right as I'm sitting here, that could be a movie.
Well, let's see. Let's get it written and published first, yeah, and we'll see what happens.
We will see. But yeah, that's what I've got going on in the world of Maddie's writing at this point.
So really quick, before we talk about maybe what we are currently reading, do you have any last things you want a reader to know prior or post reading?
Oh, yes. Post reading or prior to, if you really want to. I have mentioned this before, but I have cultivated a beautiful playlist on Spotify.
And in the book, there's a like a little link QR thing in your book that you can access this playlist.
Yeah. So if you are a Spotify fan, you'll know that there's like a little like scan thing that you can like scan Spotify codes that's in the acknowledgement section. There's no spoilers in the acknowledgement section. So if you want to go there to the back first and hit the and scan it on Spotify, you can listen to the playlist while you read the book. I've listened to that playlist while reading it, while editing. So it's kind of like, you know, giving people a little glimpse into the world. And if you don't want to listen to it beforehand, you can always listen to it afterwards as well. That would be like my main thing because I think that's kind of special and kind of fun. And then the other thing I would say to people is this has been something that I've worked on for a very, very long time. So it's hard for me to put it out there to everybody, but I'm very excited for people to read it. I'm very excited for people to experience it. And it's not inspired by my life at all. I got to say it a billion times. This is not anything about me. It's not inspired by my life. It's not inspired by people I know. It's just a story that came to me one day when I was in high school and I felt like it had to be written. And so I hope you guys thoroughly enjoy it. And also, I was a big AP Lit fan. Big on analysis and foreshadowing and symbols. So if you want to, I don't know, analyze the book, you you will find things. And especially if you read it back a second time, there are little things that I have placed in there that if you know the story and if you pay attention to the details, you'll be like, oh my gosh. Little things too that like my editor was like, this doesn't feel necessary. And I'm like, but it is for me.
Yeah, so yeah, sure.
You can analyze the crap out of it because I got stuff in there.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, really quick, last thing. I'm going to say one of your characters' names, and I want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Oh, gosh, okay.
Benison.
Running.
Devin Camburn.
Sadness.
Allie.
Yellow.
Love it. Yay! Thank you, Matt, so much for sharing this with us, sharing this with the world.
You're welcome.
I'm so, so excited for you. And as someone who has read it before many times, I'm so excited for other people to read it too. So speaking of reading, what are you reading?
So I am currently reading Only If You're Lucky by Stacey Willingham. I just started it today and I love the way that she writes. I've been captured into her book already, and she does write fairly short chapters too, which makes it so much easier. So I'm very excited to get into this. It's it kind of, you know what? It's kind of mixing in with one of our favorite like genres slash settings of the recent years, which is like kind of thrillery on a college campus.
Yes.
So I'm already just pumped and excited to get deeper into the book. What are you reading?
I'm reading Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Yay! Finally, finally, finally!
Yeah, I know. Oh my goodness. Taking me too long. But yeah, no, I'm really, really liking it. I have a lot of exams right now, so I'm trying to find the balance between reading and getting study guides done and, you know, trying to get some stuff figured out. But every time I pick it up, I'm like, oh, this is so easy to read. This is so fun to read. I think you would really like it. Very like character focused.
Ooh, lovely.
And relational focus between these two characters. So I'm really enjoying it. Super easy to read. And yeah, I'm excited to hopefully get it done in the next couple of weeks so I can move on to some of the other stuff that's piling up on my shelf.
I feel that. I got a box of 5 books from Book of the Month and they're just staring at me on the counter.
Oh, yes.
So many.
You'll get that done so fast, though. I'm going to still be done like the one I'm on right now. And you'll be like, oh, I got all those done already. And they're like,
eh. Probably. I've only read 2 books so far this year, though.
I've read 1. So
look at that. See?
I'm only 1 behind.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, so for next week, mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about the Book of the Year
yes.
awards that have come out, or, I mean, for Book of the Month, Book of the Year nominees, and we're going to be keeping our eyes peeled for when we get to maybe a top 5. Hopefully, we're going to do that, because last mm-hmm. year, they did top 5, but they didn't let us re-vote.
So frustrating. Think. Yeah.
So me and one of my other friends I was talking to, she was like, well, I haven't read all the books, you know, that I wanted to, but I voted for the ones I'm hoping get top 5 so I can pick it as my like free book.
Oh,
and I was like, oh yeah, I totally get you on that. So I'm excited to see what those end up being. And maybe within this next week, those will get posted because I feel like they're trying to be on top, because I think the voting closes today, the 12th.
I think 12th or 11th. I remember feeling okay, like it was a very 12th. Short amount of time.
It was. So that's why I'm thinking they'll probably within the next week have the top 5. And then we could maybe see what our number one guess is going to be for mm-hmm. the winner of the year. So super, super exciting. We love doing that every year. I'm glad we've got it back to January. We've talked about it so many times about how they had it way too early before, and now they finally listened to everybody. So thank goodness. But yeah, it's going to be a really good episode. So stay tuned. And anyone, if you have read Maddie's book, please, like I said earlier, review it. If you haven't ordered it yet, order it from her website. It's in her Instagram account, or it's just, is it meglensauthor.com?
Mm-hmm. meglensauthor.com. Easy
yeah.
peasy.
meglinzauthor.com.
And I'll link totally it to the show as well, this episode.
Yeah. So super exciting. I feel like I'm on an interview. Thank you so much for joining me today. And you know,
you're like, so welcome.
An author.
Well, you are almost I am. In a way.
I am. But I don't, do you have anything else you want to add, or are we ready to sign off?
We took a hiatus last week because you were on vacation. Yes. So that means we haven't done our December love likes and dislikes, which isn't as important because we did do best books yeah. of the year. However, we may briefly discuss mention that as next well week. Next week. Yeah.
Yep. Sounds perfect.
All right. So just thank you guys so much for listening to this episode and for all your support of Lit Sis, especially you, my sis.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.